may I help you?
Hey, is Chris there?
No, I'm sorry, he's not. Who's calling, please?
This is Hashem with Cardiff. Maybe you can point me in the right direction. Does there happen to be like a CFO or controller or someone like that around? I was calling from Cardiff, and I was calling based on some financing that was done with Wells Fargo, and I had him here as the point of contact for the finances of the company. Is there anyone else that might be able to handle that?
I'll try to help you.
Sure. I was just following up on an offer that we had sent out based on the lending relationship that he had with Wells Fargo. It was for working capital, and we had spoke, let's see, looks like about five months back now, and we're told to follow up towards the end of the year as, you know, things pick up for financing. So I was just kind of touching base to see if he had any projects coming up or he was looking to take advantage of Section 179 or anything like that.
What's Section 179?
It's, you know, the when you do tax write-offs.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah. So I was seeing if he was, you know, looking to get any equipment or anything like that so he can save himself on taxes. Or if he had, you know, his projections or any projects that were coming up or anything like that.
Well, we may. I just did one this morning.
Oh, okay. You did a project or a finance?
A proposal. I did a proposal for 48 geothermal wells.
Oh, okay.
And why don't you give me your name and number, and I'll speak to Chris about this, and then we'll get back to you.
Yeah, definitely. My name is Hashem. That's H-A-S-H-E-M, as in mother at the end.
Right.
And my phone number is 858-252-1499.
What kind of rates are you charging?
Sorry?
What kind of rates are you charging?
Typically for our working capital, since, you know, it's a fairly new program and we lend based off of your sales, and typically we're able to lend out about 10 to 15% of your top line revenue as unsecured cash. And usually, I want to say we start at 10 cents to the dollar. Do you know what you guys were looking to do?
We've been so busy that we really haven't talked about anything. We're just, you know, doing business.
Well, that's good news.
Yeah. So, but I will talk to him about this, and then either he or I will get back to you.
Definitely. Did you have any idea if, like, you know, any amount or the kinds of things you were looking to do or anything like that?
Well, it would probably be more like a bridge loan.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we definitely, that's what working capital is for as well.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And that's been an issue for us in the past because we get really strung out.
Of course.
And so there might be, if we get one of these big jobs, and I've bid quite a few of them recently.
Yeah,
then, it might be really helpful, but
right,
10 cents on a dollar. I mean, that's
pretty hefty. I know, but
yes.
The reason why is because it's an unsecured cash loan, so we actually don't even collect. We don't have any collateral on you. You don't have to put up like a house or anything like that. And this goes directly onto the business credit. It does not go on personal credit whatsoever, so it won't affect you personally. And usually, what do you guys do in sales usually? Like last year, how were sales?
We just got our June to June. We did about 500,000.
500,000.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably, you know, somewhere in between $50,000 and $75,000, I would say, for a working capital loan. Would that be something that was sufficient enough? Or
no, that really won't do it.
It wouldn't be sufficient enough.
It wouldn't be sufficient.
What were you guys looking for?
Well, we're not looking for anything until we get one of these jobs. And actually,
right.
I'm really busy right now. So if
sure,
I'll talk to Chris about it, and I'll get back to you and let you know.
How about this? Would you happen to have an email? I can just shoot over the info with, like, the website and, like, the programs, and that way you can take a look at it that way, and you can get back to me through email or call. It'll just
sure,
be one
that's
email.
That's fine. It's just Bernadette@cwcookinc.com.
I'm sorry. Can you say that first word?
Sure. Bernadette, Bernadette.
Ette.
Mm-hmm.
At cwcook.com.
CW Cook, Inc.
CWCookINC.com. All right, I will shoot over an email with some additional info on it, and feel free to get back to me, you know, whenever you get the chance.
Okay. Thanks so much for your call.
All right. Absolutely.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.